Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. And to those of you listening, happy Thanksgiving. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. Give a shout out to those of you that are listening here in the United States. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Canada, welcome. Welcome unto you, Mexico, in India, Iraq. I want to welcome you also to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Algeria, Philippines, welcome. And to every country that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen, amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Glory be to God. And as we await for my brother, Brother Robert, to come on and join us, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, for you are God. You are all wise, God, and there's none wiser. We're grateful for this day you made and this opportunity you've given us to assemble once again in your word. But Lord God, we dare not enter your word without your spirit. So therefore, we petition you once again, as we assemble together once again, for the presence of your spirit, to release to us the understanding that we need concerning your word. Help us to comprehend the word of God and to comprehend your will. Help us to understand what even happened with the early church and what is to happen with the latter. Father, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, Lord, we cannot figure this out on our own. Therefore, we petition you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will bless the words of our mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. I pray that you will bless the listeners that's listening. Lord God, that your spirit would touch their hearts as we deliver this message. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Thank God for you, brother, joining on here on the broadcast.
Amen.
Praise be to God and being another weapon in God's arsenal against the enemy, and also another child and servant of the Lord to carry the gospel. Thank God
Amen.
For you. And before I go any further, another opportunity we have been given to continue to provide some pain to
Amen.
That devil.
Amen.
Thank God, hallelujah, for strength and having us here this day, bringing us through many uprisals that Satan been trying to do to keep us from continuing this broadcast. So thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. So how are you doing today, brother?
I'm good. You?
Amen. Bless. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, brother. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed Thanksgiving time that we're able to be with family.
Amen.
And that we have been able to, brother, do a broadcast today. You know, thank God for that.
Amen.
You know, we got work that we do at home, but we also got work we do for the Lord. And so the work for the Lord is going to bring the greatest reward. So I thank God for it. Amen. Glory to God. So we are on part 7 tonight of the falling away evil practices. We are on the 7th and final part of this section concerning the falling away. And we have been discussing with y'all how that one of the things that factor in the falling away of the early church, and I know some of you is eyes bucking right now and you're saying, what in the world are you talking about? Y'all crazy. But if you think that the way you see Christianity today, that Christ set this up, then you've been bad misinformed. So therefore, one of the contributing factors to the falling away was the people quit living according to the way the Word of God would have them to live.
Amen.
And so we've been discussing and going over scriptures with you guys and giving you the Word about where the Word shows that the early church began to get involved in another way of living. Okay? In fact, it was a way of living that they was doing before they accepted Jesus as Lord. Amen. And this is the kind of thing that makes some people who's supposed to be Christians cringe when you tell them, say, hey, now you have to live for Christ. Oh, those words kind of hurt their heart, kind of hurt their ears, and kind of make them frown, and then kind of cut the conversation short with you, and then at the end walk away. So therefore, only the few in heart and the true in heart will accept the message of living for Christ. Now, I want to go to Galatians chapter 5 and look at, read a couple verses here and define some words, and then I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. Galatians chapter 5, amen, and I'm going to read at verse 16, because remember, as my brother, he did it in one of these parts, and I want to say to you, those of you that listen that are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you, after you listen tonight, if you're on this God's Word Demand page, you should be able to see the God's Word Demand logo on your left. Click on it. You should see episodes. Go to episodes, because Blog Talk Radio records our past episodes. I'm telling you this because I encourage people that is first-time listeners, go back to listen to the other six parts. You know, when you come in at the end or middle of a lesson or a series, it's hard for you to grasp the full subject at hand. So that's what I always encourage people to go back to the beginning. So if you're a first-time listener, hey, after you listen tonight, go back and listen to the first six parts. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, remember the church at Galatia, when Paul was talking to them, he asked them, he said, who have bewitched y'all? Okay. The Galatian, the church in Galatia was having his problems. And apparently there were those who was, quote, trying to lead them the wrong way, especially into the old law.
Amen.
And to depending on dealing with the flesh. And so Paul says here in verse 16 in Galatians chapter 5, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, why would he have to tell the Christians that? Well, apparently they was facing a situation where some of them more or less was thinking that it was okay of some of the things they were doing. So we go down to verse 18. He said, but if ye led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Then in verse 19 and 20, he begins to name these acts that is not of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Why he had to name that? Because, for example, the first one he named was adultery. Do you know that some, let me give more specific, some people that claim to be Christians, let's say if you talk to a Christian man, and all of a sudden he's liking this woman that is married, and all of a sudden something come up where they could be together, and you know he would say, you know, I believe God put us together. What? Or I was led with the Spirit of God to go to her house by myself while her husband's away. Huh? Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That's why he said, walk in the Spirit, you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, I'm going to tell you all, when you get a chance, read the fifth chapter alone, but you'll notice he'll tell you about the fruits of the Spirit, and he talks to you about the work of the flesh. Why did he do that? So you can differentiate the difference. Because some things that is the work of the flesh, people would say God led them to do. You understand what I'm saying? And so Paul, in his time, said, hey, so we avoid all that. For all that stuff you want to talk about, you know, God led you to a house while her husband away and only go there when the husband is gone, and you talking about the Holy Ghost led you that way, you're wrong. And now you go into a house and you lovey-dovey with her. That's adultery. Okay? And according to the Word of God here, it is the works of the flesh. So he names, and some of them we have already defined in the other broadcasts, so that's why I said listen to the other six. For example, it says adultery. Now, we know that adultery is sexual intercourse between two people who are not married to each other, but they could be married, but not to each other. Or one is married and one not. It's still adultery, okay? Adultery in the spiritual side also fall under idolatry, okay? When you're worshiping idols and giving more of your time, that which is supposed to go to God, you're giving it over to something or someone else, okay? But either way, both of them is the works of the flesh. Then he said fornication, which we define that. Uncleanness, we talked about that. Lasciviousness, we talked about that. Now, verse 20, he said idolatry. Once again, worshiping of other idols. Image worshiping, okay? You know, it's amazing in this time that we're getting statues made of people, okay? And putting it in the house. Oh, I know y'all say, oh, now there he go. Why he had to mess with that? That's true. It's true. And God said, don't make no image of anything, what, on earth, under the earth? Not even in heaven. You know, we make it angel statues. Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're caring more about it than we do with God. We're more caring if it fall off the ledge of the dresser and catching it than we are serving up, showing up for service. Okay, I know y'all said, there you go, on that service stuff again. But it's true, okay? Then he says, next one is witchcraft. Now, witchcraft, according to the original Greek word there, is dealing with, it says, medication or pharmacy, that is, by extension, magic, okay? When you, the flesh likes to get this, communicate with devils. People are like, oh, no. Involving, get this, even using drugs. Give you an example. You notice at your, and it just ain't your, at your rock concert, but I'm going to give you an example. You notice at your rock concerts, they get high. They get high. That it's so demonic there, it's pitiful, okay? And see, a lot of things that people do to get into getting in touch with demons and magic and all that is to get on drugs. It's use drugs, okay, to get high. Just like you see in the rock concert, they passing them a person along in the air, one to another hand. You know, it's like toting someone on a thing, but they, oh, buddy, they on a high. And they ain't on a Jesus high neither. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Plus, one of the things with the flesh is like it likes communicating, okay, and getting demonic power. This is why you have some people you hear about it saying, oh, you know what, so-and-so put something on her boyfriend or on her husband. And some of y'all think that's fake. No, that's for real, okay? That's for real. I just want him to love me. So what do you do? Okay, let's go to the reader, the palm reader, and get something put on them, okay? Witchcraft, okay? The use of sorcery or magic, that's what the flesh like to do, especially with the mixture with drugs with it, and especially get this to even get revenge on somebody or to hurt somebody. Amen. See, this is why we can't let our flesh go unchecked, okay? If we don't take control of our flesh, it'll do whatever. Because remember, the law of sin and death is in the flesh. Your spirit was born again. So that flesh would take on the nature of Satan, okay? Now, I know for some of y'all that might be kind of heavy because you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I ain't no demon. What you trying to say? Listen, study the word of God and you'll see, okay? That's why he talks to us about our flesh. The next thing, hatred. Deep-seated ill will. Deep-seated animosity, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That even deal with the opposition. And this is where your unforgiveness falls in the area too. When you hear people say, I just can't forgive them. That's the flesh. That's hatred. Okay?
Amen.
That's in the flesh, okay?
Yeah.
That's where unforgiveness is come under that category of hatred, which is the work of the flesh. It's not the work of the Holy Ghost, okay? Amen. It's the work of the flesh. Deep-seated hatred, hostility, okay? The next one he named, variance. Variance, okay? Variance is a quarrel, bickering, verbal conflicts, okay? Altercations, where there was persistent arguing. Wait a minute, among church folk? Yep. You see it today. Okay? Some people won't let stuff go. They still got the papa 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 at the mouth. You know, they still want to persist argue because somebody trying to win. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody trying to win. Hallelujah. The next one he said, emulations. Now, this is emulations with an S. Now, when we went to school, when certain words indicate more than one or more than one type, it would have an S or an ES or an IES on the end of it. So here it says emulations with an S, meaning more than one type of each word. Either way you go, it's the work of the flesh. Now, emulations, according to the original Greek word, it means heat, that is zeal. Now, get this and hear this closely. Even though it means a zeal, the zeal can be either in a favorable or unfavorable sense. Well, since you're talking about the word of the flesh, it has to be in an unfavorable sense, or it got to be a not so good zeal. In other words, you got a good zeal and you got a bad zeal. Here, when it's dealing with emulation of the work of the flesh, it has to go under the bad zeal. Okay? And that means, according to the original Greek, in the unfavorable sense, it says jealousy as of a husband. Uh-oh. Jealousy as of a husband. Okay? It is also dealing with eagerness and ardent interest in pursuit of something. In other words, people were doing stuff out of a husband-like jealousy. In other words, look at your obsessions. Wait, okay? Listen, if the wife can't go to work with a husband, got to be sneaking on the job and see what she's doing, it's something wrong. If he see her say to a man, hey, how you doing? And he's already ready to jump down on the stuff, it's something wrong. Okay? Hallelujah. And you had people had this type of jealousy going on in the church. It also means, get this, ambitious or envious rivalries. Yeah. There was envious rivalries going on among the people, okay, who's supposed to be believers, okay? Also, here's the third meaning of that word emulation. Imitation. Okay? Listen, every man is a child of himself. But when you're going on trying to be like somebody else, okay? And when I say be like, trying to be exactly like them, walk like them, talk like them, everything about them, you're falling under emulation, and that's the work of the flesh, okay? Brother Robert is his own man. Brother Nate is his own man, okay? Hallelujah. And you got people, you know, just like, I like Michael Jordan as a basketball player, but one of them commercials, if I could be like Mike. And you had people say, oh, I want to be like Mike. And all these other sports figures. I want to be like them. No, be like yourself. But when you're copying, trying to be exactly like someone else, you'll fall under emulation. Now, the next one we would define wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, okay? Seditions, disunion, that is dissension. There was a lot of disunion going on among people. Now, I'm also going to give you another definition of sedition. It means an incitement, a resistance to, or insurrection against lawful authority. Sum it up to you. Rebellion against authority, okay? People was causing disunion in the church. by what? Cause of rebellion. My brother gave you one time in one of the other series about, was it Dathan and Abiram in the time dealing with Moses? Okay. They're going to rise up against him. Really, they were rising up against the authority of God. You know, God don't just use you. He used us too. A lot of times when you had a rebellion going on, that's where it starts with. You think God, you know, one guy in the church, he used us too. And it goes on from there, okay? So if pastor didn't pronounce his words right in his sermon and we didn't like it, we tell him in the open. And I grab three or four more people to join in with me, and we're going to rise up like a gang, okay? Sedition. Then you have heresies where they would come with heresy with these beliefs and doctrines that teaching that brings division and split among the body of Christ, okay? We can do probably a never ending series on that kind of word right there, because you got so many doctrines floating around the body of Christ, it is pitiful. And it's the work of the flesh, because man is always trying to come up with something to either get glory for himself, especially when they're dealing with the flesh now, or be against the word and authority of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Envyings and murders, envyings and hallelujah, jealousies and resentment. Now, we would define that in the other broadcast. Murders we define. Drunkenness. What? Drunkenness? Yep. It ain't nothing for Deacon Jones to be drunk on Saturday and come in and leave Sunday school on Sunday. Nothing for that. That's a norm. In many places, that is a norm. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Work of the flesh, people. The Holy Ghost didn't lead you to start feeling good, as they say. Well, you know, the Holy Ghost just led me to just take a couple of sips. No, he didn't. The Holy Ghost didn't lead you to do that. Now you tipsy turvying all over everywhere, and you can't even preach in the pulpit, nor can you teach in the Sunday school. You can't even say hallelujah right, okay? And you talking about, well, you know, just the Holy Ghost said ain't nothing wrong with me, just have a little fun. That wasn't no Holy Ghost. That was your flesh, okay?
Amen.
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 Revelings, dealing with these wild parties and stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah. We know, even in Moses' time, remember when Moses went up in the mount? Oh, the children of Israel down at the bottom. We're going to throw a party time now. We're going to make us a golden calf. And even though we older than the calf that we just made, we're going to say it's our God that brought us out of Egypt. And we're going to celebrate, get naked and jump around and do everything. Well, see, guess what? Having kind of parties among believers, supposed to be believers. Amen.
Amen.
And we doing it in the sake of, this is love. We had to add a little spice in our life. What kind of spice? What spice you add? Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say, and such like. In other words, he ain't even name it all. Okay? He just gave us no fear right there. He didn't name it all. And this is how the people begin to live this way, okay? And then people would start, well, you know, the Lord did. You remember First Book of Corinthians chapter 12 when the Apostle Paul said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Well, you know, one of the reasons why he had to write that, because back in the days of the church in Corinth, from what I understand from research, that they was getting up in the congregation and saying things against Jesus Christ and claiming that it was given to them under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, no man calleth Jesus a curse by the Holy Ghost. But they were saying it was the Holy Ghost. See, Paul had to get that straightened out. So Paul had to get stuff straightened out right here. He had to let them know, okay, this is the works of the flesh. Let me give you this list right quick. So y'all won't get none of this confused. I'm saying the Holy Ghost had me to do, oh, the Holy Ghost had me to go to a reader and had me to put some on my boyfriend. No, the Holy Ghost didn't let you do that.
The Holy Ghost ain't did that. No.
Amen. We got to learn how to weigh stuff, people. You know what? This day and time, people are quick to lay stuff on God. You know, God led me to do that. Oh, he did. So he led you to go buy a gun, go break in the bank, and you said you only need $1,000. Go in there and steal just $1,000 and come out of the bank. Come on, ain't no Holy Ghost led you to do that. Come on. And see, you got people that won't study the word of God, whether you believe it or not, they fall for that. Only thing you had to do is tell them, say, well, you know, the Lord had me to do that. Really? Like, yeah. So the Lord had you bringing out some Hennessy and drinking it. Oh, just to have, he said, wasn't nothing wrong with you having a fun time, huh? Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. He all about giving us joy. No, it wasn't no Holy Ghost had you doing that. No. Hallelujah.
Joy.
See, if you want to be truly a preacher, this is the kind of stuff that going to have some people want to throw darts at you. Let me get more specific. Some of the church folks going to throw darts at you because when you get up there and say, hey, you know, that adultery is not of God. The Holy Ghost didn't lead you to do that. You, what you saying? I love her. You know, listen, only the pure in heart, the true in heart, and those that love truth is going to hear the word of correction. Everybody ain't going to hear it, okay? So for those of you that think that you're going to go church to church preaching the truth and that you're going to be pat and rubbed on the back and loved by everybody and get an invitation to come back, think again.
Amen.
Well, amen. You say, people, listen, we're letting you know. See, this stuff happened in the early church.
Amen.
This is where the people went to living, okay, claiming God, but living in adultery, fornication, and you know what's making it, what made it worse and scary? That people have become comfortable in it. It's bad when you do it, but when you become comfortable in it, see, that's why Paul was telling them in Romans 1, not only that those that commit it, but have pleasure in doing it. Because when you have pleasure in doing that, you're going to become comfortable in it. And see, that's what happened in the early church. The people got comfortable living like this. And then to put a little bit more flavor on the meat, we're going to say God led us to live like this. And so Paul had to come along and say, oh, no. Hallelujah. Just like one of the fruits of the Spirit. He mentions the fruits of the Spirit. Well, I gave you the meaning of the word sedition. Okay? Sedition is a disunion. It is also a resistance against authority.
Amen.
That's out of order, people. So, if that's out of order, that ain't the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Rising up in rebellion against those God had put in authority, that's not the fruit of the Spirit. And you got people that were justified doing that. I had to correct him. I had to correct him. I had to correct the pastor. Oh, so you had to pick that time in front of everybody, okay? And on top of that, you had to get Larry Moe and Curly to join you so you can rise up to tell that pastor he's wrong in front of everybody. That means you couldn't wait till service was over, okay? But you had to do it right then. No, you can say Spirit of God all you want to. That ain't the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now, if he was telling y'all worship demons, I can understand that. Okay, but no. That wasn't the Spirit of God. And when you're leading, getting, quote, other folks to join in with you, because remember, who do you remember had done something like that? Oh, I know, Lucifer. Got his boys together in heaven. Well, guess what, people? Guess where they ain't at? Yeah, I use the word ain't like we use down here in South. Guess where they ain't at? They ain't up there with God because him and his buddies got kicked out, okay?
Amen.
Because God cleaned house quick. God like, oh no, you ain't paying nothing in your house. You ain't over nothing. You getting out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to cause uprising? You talking about you want to be like the Most High God? But let me show you where you never would get to that point. And he kicked them all out. Okay. Amen. So this is what happened with the early church. And you see it today. Okay?
Amen.
So what you see in today is what happened with the early church. So this contribute into the falling away. So thank God for the word of God based on that note. Now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, in Corinthians, the first Corinthians, the first chapter is telling you something, okay, about the church that was at the time of Paul, okay? You know, some of the people, as they began to form their own thinking, okay? It's all right for you to think. God wants you to think, okay? God wants you to have your own mind, okay? But he
Amen.
Don't want you to be rebellious. He don't want you to rebel against his word. He wants you to, hallelujah, to shape your mind in the form of Christ, okay, in Christ's word, okay, the word of Christ. That's what your mind is supposed to be shaped in, the image of, okay? Your mind is not supposed to be shaped into the image of rebellion, okay? Because rebellion, like I told you before, rebellion is at the sin of witchcraft, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
King Saul found himself doing this very same thing, okay, because he didn't obey God, okay? And they found themselves in the grips of witchcraft, okay? And Samuel, prophet of God, said, your sin and your stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But we don't like to hold stuff like that, do we? Okay? But I'm going to tell you something right here. I'm going to show you something right here. In 1 Corinthians, first chapter, starting at the 10th verse, glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 10. For those of you that have your Bible, turn along with us. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 10. The word of God said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it had been declared to me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you say, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom or words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolish, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. But it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews required a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Okay. Now, the Lord was telling these people something, okay, about their vision. Okay, the 10th verse says, okay, he speaks about they are divided, okay? What is the spirit of division? Is it of Christ? Is it of Christ that you see all these different churches? Is that of Christ? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to ask yourself those questions. If all these churches belong to you, Christ, how come they don't believe? How come they don't agree with one another? Right?
Amen.
You guys, why are you divided? You are divided because you are using your own mind, okay? Because you are using your flesh, because you are using your personal ability or whatever, and that's why people are divided, okay? Now, when you're divided, that means something, okay? What does that mean when you're divided? That means that you have forgiven your brother, okay? That means that you didn't.
Amen.
Didn't strive to go to your brother and ask him to forgive you. You didn't strive to do that, because that would soften people's heart if you did that. But people don't do that. People don't strive to win one another. When you fall out with somebody, you know, they say, I don't care if she don't like it. That's what they say, you know. They say, I don't care if she don't like it. I don't care if she don't forgive me. I don't care if she rolling her eyes. I don't care. Well, see, that's because you don't understand the value of the body of Christ, okay, being in unison, okay, and the body of Christ being one, and the body of Christ being of the same mind and the same judgment, like it says here in the 10th verse, okay? Hallelujah. Well, then he says in the 11th verse, he said, For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, and this was a person that was really in Christ, okay, that really believed in Christ, okay, that there are contentions among you. Where does contentions arise among you? Okay, now we all men and women, okay, and we all flesh and blood, okay, and sometimes we get a little beside ourselves, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're a real person of God, you know what you're going to say? You're going to say, brother, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doing that to you. I'm sorry for saying that to you, brother. I didn't mean to say that to you in such a way, okay, that it made you angry, okay? It's not my point to make you angry, brother. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then if you ain't done anything, if you know somebody got something against you, you seek their forgiveness. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Amen.
Because if you don't forgive them, how are you going to forgive your enemy? If you can't forgive your brother, how are you going to forgive your enemy? Don't be silly, okay?
Amen.
If you can't forgive, that's like a first time. So I can do a whole lot, and you can only do a little. Right? You don't labor a little bit. So how you gonna do a lot for the Lord, okay? And you the same person talking about something, I can do a lot for the Lord. You can't do a lot for nothing. Still in your flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we don't like to hear that, because we don't like to be rebuked. Hallelujah. But you gotta be rebuked. Every son has to be rebuked, okay? Especially when you're walking in the flesh. 12th verse says, now this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul, and of Apollos, and I of Cephas. Cephas was Peter, okay? And I of Christ. So the only one they're supposed to be following is Christ. That's the only
Amen.
One they're supposed to be following. They ain't supposed to be no, that's why you got all these churches. Well, I belong to
Amen.
The Corinthian church. I belong to the St. Paul's church. Oh, I belong to the Episcopals. Oh, that's my church. I was born Episcopal. I'm going to die Episcopal. I don't care. I'm a Baptist. I'm going to die. I was born a Baptist. I'm going to die a Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then they got some kind
Amen.
Of saying that with that, okay, that they really Baptist and they ain't going to move. They ain't going to budge from that spot, okay? So you're stubborn in your own flesh. God didn't tell you, because God didn't set up these are called religions, okay, that man set up. These are religions, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You might well have a religion of your own, okay, when you sit there and say, no, I disagree with you, brother. This is the way it should be. And you're not going by the word of God, okay? You don't care if the word of God says that or not. You just formed your own opinion. You say, well, this is according to our church tradition says this. Nobody cares about your church tradition. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I know of people that has, I'm going to tell you about these people, okay? These people have been divided, divided about 5 or 6 times since the Lord established them. They divided themselves over and over again, where they cannot, then it got to the point where they totally divided and they cannot get back together. Glory to the Lamb. Mm-hmm. And these same people hollering about how they are the example of God, how they have the authority of the whole, of the priesthood, and that's all they care about. That's all they care about is that I got the authority. That's all they care about. And then they don't walk according to what the word of God says, okay? That's all they clinging to is I have the priesthood authority. Well, you can do many things when you got the priesthood authority. That don't mean that what you're doing is right, okay? No more than the Sanhedrin when they did what they did, okay? Because you have to understand the truth, okay? When the truth of God comes, it comes for everybody, okay? I cannot walk in my own way, okay? So now, because you divided, that means that you are unforgiving, that you have forgiven one another, okay? So now, if you haven't forgiven one another for years, okay? Glory to the Lamb. Now remember, this is what the Scripture said. The Scripture said, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger, on your wrath." Right? Do not
Amen.
Let the sun go down on your wrath. I mean, you can't afford not to forgive people, okay? You cannot afford not to forgive people. You have to forgive people, okay? Because Jesus said this. He said, if you don't forgive your enemies, or if you don't forgive your brethren, neither will I forgive you your sins. So if Jesus don't forgive you your sins, that you sinned against him daily, walking in your sins, cause you yet still flesh and blood. Remember this, okay? And don't make no difference whether you got the priesthood authority or not. If you are divided, that means that you are walking in unforgiveness. That means that you're walking in sin. That means that you're walking in transgression, in iniquity. That means that you have disobeyed the very law of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ said, "I command you to love one another." And you're like, "I ain't doing that. I'm going to do what I want to do. You ain't no part
Amen.
Of me no more. I ain't no part of you. Go on over there." You can go over there. And you say, you ain't no part of us no more because you disagree with me. Well, there ain't no sin to disagree with you, brother. Okay? I got a right to disagree with you, okay? But the sin come in when you think that your word is far above God, okay? Where you got that thing that Jesus Christ didn't even claim. You think can't nobody disagree with you. You disagree with me,
Amen.
So you wrong. And I'm putting you out of the church. So you put the people out of the church, okay? And then you keep the people divided. The people that on your side, you say, stay on this side. Don't you go over there and talk to them people. Don't you talk to them? Don't you listen to them? Don't you say nothing to them? And if you agree with them, if you agree with anything they say, you're not gonna be no longer part of this church. But people are doing that stuff. They doing that in all kind of churches. All kind of churches are doing the same thing because the devil is playing the same music to everybody. Okay, and the reason why it works because of your pride. That's the reason why a lot of things work, because your pride is so great. You cannot be corrected. Your pride is so great that you cannot forgive your brother. Your pride is so great, hallelujah, that even when the Lord pointed out to you in the Word, you still sit there and say, oh, my God, and even though Jesus Christ told you, you cannot walk in unforgiveness, you're still going to try to walk in forgiveness anyway. You think you can steal a horse like brother Terrell said? You think you can steal a horse and ride in heaven? You think you're gonna disobey God's gospel and then still end up on top? How you gonna do that? So I said my word
not
to you.
Work.
I said my to you, and I've told you what to do. And you sit there and say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna forgive nobody. Jesus said it's His word that rules in the end, okay, only His word, hallelujah, only His word, the gospel of Jesus Christ is what we're supposed to be obeying, that which is written, not that which a man sit down and say, hey, I think I'll write this down for my church, okay, and this will be one of our rules, okay, and you're going to write your rules down beside the rules that God already got, okay. God don't need your extra, your additives, okay, all right? He don't need your
Amen.
Additives, okay? He don't need you adding to His word, okay? But people sit there and say, oh, don't you're not supposed to add to the... But they'll sit there and add their doctrines, their commandments, their works, okay? Hallelujah. Before the word of God and say, hey, now if you don't walk by this, if you don't believe in Jesus only, that's one of the examples, okay? Hallelujah. That's one of the things, okay? And then people got everybody got their own way that they've set. This is why they're divided. They cannot forgive one another. And Jesus said, if a house is divided against itself, how can it stand? Right?
Amen.
Common
Amen.
Sense stuff. If a house is divided against itself, how can it stand? Now, you've been divided all these years, and you still think God's going to actually send some word to you. Don't be stupid.
My Lord.
You think you're going to disobey God's word and then still sit down and say, hey, God sent His word to us. You better check that fellow out that's coming to you. That's that calling himself
Amen.
The messenger of God. You better check him out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why I say check him out? Because it's our job to discern every spirit that comes to us. We have to discern every spirit. Every spirit that comes to us, we have to sit there and say, hey, are you of Christ? If an angel comes to us, we have to say, are you of Christ? Are you of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ? Who do you follow? Who do you serve? You know, we think we think we're so smart. We think we are way above God. We ain't going to ask those questions, okay, because we're so smart. We think we're smart. And you know where that comes from? The pride. The pride of man. Your great pride.
Amen.
Your stumbling pride. Your pride that causes people to stumble. Your pride that causes the church to be hindered. These many years, the pride of men, okay? That's what it is, okay? The pride, and who is the father of pride? Who is the king of pride? Who is the first one that showed pride? The devil. So
Amen.
If you're following after pride, if you are following after pride, who are you following after? You're following after your father, the devil. And you can sit there and say, well, Jesus Christ, I got the priesthood authority, all you want. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean the hill of beans. The piece of authority only means something when you exercise it rightly, okay? Okay? And the priest of authority means this, okay? If anybody is a minister of God, I'm going to tell you what. If any man is a minister of God, the first thing, the first fruit he's supposed to show is the fruits of love, okay?
Amen.
Okay? If you are a man of God, if you are a minister of God, you're supposed to show the pure love of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, because that's what the priest of authority is supposed to represent. You're supposed to represent Jesus. Jesus represents God's pure love. Are you representing that? Glory to the Lamb. Are you forgiving your brothers? Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Or are you sitting up there still kicking back prejudice? a lot of people still walking in prejudice these days. You got churches still prejudice. You remember Brother Frederick Price? Brother
Amen.
Frederick Price? I like that series that he did, okay? And I'm going to mention this, okay, because I hope it ruffles some feathers, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Brother Frederick Price, he's the first man got on the, he separated himself from the faith movement, hallelujah, hallelujah, and he separated himself from them because they took agreed with that prejudice, okay? And it was a man that was in this thing, okay, that was well known, hallelujah, I ain't gonna mention his name, but he was a well known man of God, okay. This man had the spirit of prophecy and everything, okay? And he had this thing that was in him that he had never gotten rid of, and he still had that prejudice in him.
Amen.
And so Frederick Price, he got on the TV, and he had a whole series, okay, about prejudice in the church. Hallelujah. And he talked about prejudice amongst us. He talked about prejudice among other groups. He talked about prejudice in the Catholic Church. He talked about prejudice in Islam, okay? He talked about prejudice in a lot of places, okay? Because a lot of people don't know that Islam or the Muhammad owned slaves, okay?
Yeah.
And that he was prejudiced. A lot of people don't know that.
Amen.
See, when you show the real thing, okay, the real deal, and we show what somebody really is, okay, people still cling to. No, I still believe in that. That's what I believe in.
Amen.
Well, when he set all this stuff on the table, and he set everybody out, and he had this long. He had it for I don't know how many months he had it. But he had, I think it was about almost, was it almost a year, brother?
Yep. I think it went,
yeah.
he said 76 weeks.
Yep. And he had it he had this thing going for all this time, okay, talking about the different prejudice, okay, how prejudice works, okay. People don't like to hear that they prejudice. Okay, because it's
Amen.
One of the things that Satan sets up deep in their heart, and it's gonna take God's moving truck to take all this stuff out of your heart, okay, to move all this stuff out of your heart, because it's a pride, okay, and it's something that Satan is saying to people and saying, no, you know, trust that one, but don't believe in that one, because you see his color of his skin? Don't trust his word, okay? He's dark skinned, okay? Trust the man with the white skin, okay? This is what the devil does. The devil makes a difference between the people of God, okay? And he'll come in the church, okay? He said, don't listen to them, even if the man of God is speaking under the Holy Spirit, and he tells you something that's true. Don't accept him, because you're smarter than him.
Yeah.
You white. Okay?
Amen.
That's what the devil said. And then the devil does the same thing to the black people. He said, don't trust him. You can't trust no white man, okay? The devil does the same thing to him. Why? Why does he do that? Because he wants to cause divisions. He wants to cause unforgiveness. He wants to cause people to the body of Christ won't be able to work that way, okay? The body of Christ cannot work in division. The body of Christ cannot work in unforgiveness. Okay?
Amen.
The only way the body of Christ can work is through the fruit of the Spirit. That's how the body of Christ works, okay? Because what kind of tree you are shows how you are easily divided or how you are easily led astray by Satan, okay? If Satan comes to you, Satan is allowed to whisper anything in your ears, okay? Satan can say anything he wants to say to you to persuade you his way. But it's up to you to rebuke the devil when you hear something negative like that, to rebuke the enemy. But we don't do that, do we? Well, we go on, right? And we go on for years and years. And that's why Brother Frederick Price was on TV talking about that thing, and people withdrew their support from him, okay? Churches, all those churches that used to support him, okay, that he used to be a part of, okay, that faith movement, they left him, okay, except for a couple of people.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, because people don't like to hear about prejudice because it makes them angry.
Amen.
Because most of the world is prejudice. That's what America's problem is. Most of America's problem is that she's prejudiced, okay? And she color struck, okay? And that's America's trouble, okay? And long as this church, the church would not be able to prevail, okay? I mean, the church would not be able to prevail against the enemy, okay? Who is it that's your enemy? What does Ephesians tell you in the 6th chapter? He says, because we wrestle not against what? Because
flesh
we wrestle what? Flesh and blood, right? Our fight is not with flesh and blood, right? But we yet still fighting amongst ourselves, okay? Thank you, Jesus. In another place, Paul said, are you not carnal because you are divided? Hallelujah, because one of you is saying, if one of you saying that I'm of Apollos, and one saying that I'm of Cephas, and one saying I'm of this, I'm of that, were you showing you how really carnal you are? What's carnal? Worldly minded, okay? Hallelujah, fleshly minded. That's carnal, okay? And if you walk in, it's a sin to be carnal. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you first come to Christ and you're a babe in Christ, that's you kind of carnal then, okay? But you're supposed to be coming from that because you're supposed to be growing in grace. You're not supposed to remain carnal. You're not supposed to remain ignorant. You're not supposed to remain disobedient. You're not supposed to remain, okay, hallelujah, a flesh and blood creature, okay? Yes, a flesh and blood creature. But you're supposed to be walking in what? The word of God, in the spirit of God, in the knowledge of God, okay? And in the faith of the Almighty. How are you supposed to be walking? Thank you, Jesus. But those are the reasons why the church has had troubles, you know, because of the Satan. They listen to Satan. They hear what Satan says, and they sit there and listen to it. You're not supposed to listen to what Satan is saying to you, okay? If Satan is whispering in your ear, what are you supposed to say to Satan? You're supposed to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Devil, the Lord rebuke you. Demon, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke you, you spirit. You lying, deceiving spirit. You spirit of division. You spirit of subversion. Hallelujah. I bind you and I cast you out in Jesus Christ's name. You trying to make me hate my brother? You trying to make me dislike my brother? You're trying to make me disobey my pastor. Thank you, Jesus. That's living in Christ. You're trying to make me not be able to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what Satan does, okay? But a lot of times we open our door to him, and as soon as the devil says anything, we open our door and says, come in. That's what we do. Open our door and say, come in. Come in, Satan. Have a seat. Sit in my mind. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Is Satan supposed to be talking to you? Is the demon supposed to be talking to you? Are you supposed to be receiving their report? No, you're not. Thank you, Jesus. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to the Lamb. And he tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And we put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. When we put on, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation. When we put on the breastplate of righteousness, we put on, hallelujah, hallelujah, the truth of God. We put on the preparation of gospel of peace. When we put on, hallelujah, when we take our sword in our mouths, hallelujah, with the word of God. When we take the shield of faith, glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. When we take, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We take the Spirit of God, power, that this is what we're supposed to be doing. When the Satan comes against what we're supposed to say, we're supposed to take up our armor. We're supposed to take up our weapons of warfare and fight against him. If he fight against, if he tells us something about our brothers, we're supposed to fight against him. If he tells us
Amen.
Something negative about our brothers and try to stir up hate in you for your brother and try to stir up animosity, trying to stir up unforgiveness and fighting and bickering. This is Satan's works, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And this is what he was stirring up back then. Hallelujah, in the church, hallelujah, he was stirring it up. And he kept stirring it up. You know why he kept stirring it up? Because the people kept receiving it.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. Every time Paul solved one problem, he would give them two more problems.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Every time he solved one problem in the Spirit of God, he was given. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. I'm sorry. I went way over, brother. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Hey, no problem, brother. We're grateful for the word that you're giving tonight. Hey, and we still, as you know, we still got plenty of other parts in the series, so you'd definitely be, you know, still have your opportunity to even give any more. We're grateful for this
Amen.
Opportunity the Lord's given us. For those of you listening, I want to announce that Saturday we'll be starting on a new section. It's going to be called The Falling Away Evil Teachings. That's another thing that contribute in dealing with the falling away. We're going to be talking to you about what the Word of God says, and then we're going to give you examples and define to you some of the teachings, anywhere from Gnosticism, you know, to Neoplatonism,
yeah.
All of that,
yeah.
You know, that, you know, the among the supposed to be a church that adapted and grafted these things. And these things,
yeah.
And get this, it still exists today, people. Now, we're talking to you about what happened with the early church. But we ain't telling you that it just ended. It's still going on today. Now, we're letting you know why you see things like it is now. It's because that's where it began. But
yes.
We got a whole bunch of different teachings contrary to the Word of God. You know, you got some teachings that we're going to get into just, you know, to define. There's some teach that the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the New Testament. Okay. And you like, what? No, that can't be. They ain't teaching that, is it? Sure they are. Okay?
Yes, they are. Yes.
That's another reason why we divide it. The teaching, for example, the teaching that makes a Baptist would not make him a Methodist. Okay?
Amen.
Just like if you train a fireman to be a fireman, he can't go be a policeman. Okay? Because he's trained to be a fireman. There's certain
Amen.
Things that a fireman do that a policeman don't do. Now, I know that some of you, when we get on that series, you know, some people ain't going to like it because we're talking about the teaching, the different teaching that had floated around that was drafted
yeah.
in, okay? Yeah, that was grafted in by the church. Good God. Okay?
Yes.
See, we talking about we serving the same God, but we got all these strange teachings, weird and twisted teachings just floating all around. Okay?
Man, amen.
We didn't accept teaching where it said Jesus was just an illusion. Okay? And at the same breath, we talking about we serving the great God. I'm like, what God are you talking about? If he was an illusion, who are you talking about? Okay?
Amen.
So when we get on that series on the teaching, we're going to define to you the different teachings that came and that was, quote, accepted by many who's supposed to have been of God. And, you know, what you're seeing going on today, okay? You're seeing in this the falling away, and you're seeing why there's a need for the body to be restored, okay?
Amen.
Because, brothers and sisters, we got, you know, and some of the stuff we're going to define you, it ain't even all of it. Because, man, you got so many teachers floating around, like, good gracious.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about among the body. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's going to be, you know, what we're going to go. Like I said, we're going to give you the word of God. We're going to define some of them to you, okay? And some of these men that you heard back in that time came in the church, a lot of men wasn't saved.
Amen.
Like you get some people talking about Constantine. Oh, Constantine, he was a Christian. I said, what kind of Christian was he? What are you talking about? Oh, he was a Christian. You know, and the movies that's made today portray some of the people to be Christians when they weren't.
Amen.
But see, if you never search it up, you'd be thinking it's right. Oh, it's right, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember the Ten Commandments? They made so many different versions, they got so bad off of that it was pitiful. The only one that came close to being okay was the one. The first one, okay? That's the only one come close. The ones they were making after that, you were just looking at it like, you got to be kidding. Hey, yeah, you got to be kidding. I know you ain't. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we go, that's our, starting Saturday, that's our next new series, The Falling Away, Evil Teachers. Another thing that contribute, that the people got off and living, now they start accepting these old off-the-wall teachings. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the body of Christ, when you don't do your diligence to search things out, you open the fall for anything. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, some among the body of Christ have even accept reincarnation. Okay?
Amen.
Because they're not some of the people don't have a leg to stand on because they don't get in the word themselves. So they either look funny or stare, or a lot of other times give in to what the person telling them. They come and say, well, you know, Jesus changed 5 times. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. People that are quick to agree that fast, they don't. Some of them are some of the ones that don't get in the word. Okay.
Amen.
This off the wall teachings is existing today, and you're gonna hear some more that come forth.
Yeah.
Tell you people, do your due diligence. Okay. Study the word, and listen. If you got pastors and stuff trying to teach you the word, listen. Be on time. Make yourself available. Okay. Get the pencil and the paper. Whatever scripture give you, write it down. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, some of you is taking some of your leader for granted now. I'm telling you now. Okay? You like, I know he said 9 o'clock. Ain't nothing wrong getting there at 9:50.
Amen.
A few more minutes, you know, he'll be done with. Okay, you keep taking it for granted like that, and then you're going to find out. Because remember, God ain't got that person there for nothing. See, you got to remember that.
Amen.
He ain't assigned him to teach you for nothing. God ain't doing nothing in no vain, okay? If he's assigned and put teaching in the job that he have called him to do, then that's needed. is not done in vain. Okay? And we got all these teaching floating around. You know, now I say this, I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brothers for a closing prayer. Do you know that because one of the things is that as a whole, we as Christians won't stand up and stand. You know, people are starting to put the word Christian to other cults and religions. Like, for example, they call Jehovah's Witness a Christian organization. I said, what Christian are you talking about? Well, Jehovah's Witness and Charles Russell was a Christian. I said, how is a man a Christian who said that the man Christ is dead, forever dead? How is he a Christian if he believed that Christ is forever dead? The Bible says you got to believe in your heart he was raised from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
If you sitting up there saying he forever dead, he never rose, Paul said your faith is in vain and your preaching about him is in vain. Okay?
That's right.
But see,
that's
now, because the church would not rise up against stuff that being saying that, oh, this is God and all like that, people just laboring. They laboring the Masonic organization. They calling it a Christian organization. You know, the Masonic organization, the Christian organization. And you know what? People is accepting it hook, line, and sinker.
Amen.
Because some of them don't have a mind to search stuff out. And then on top of that, the church ain't opening her mouth because why? Some of them are members. Okay? Some of them are Masonic members. Some of them that claim to be saved are in the Masonic organization. And so now people say, you know, join the Masons. It's a Christian organization. And I'm like, what Christian organization is it? When it speaks against the Holy Ghost, it speaks against God. It accepts all kinds of books, okay, from all kinds of religions and cults. How is that a Christian organization? That is not true Christian. So you got to watch out for the, quote, fake Christianity in this day and time, okay?
Amen.
You people, this thing is serious. Amen? It's serious. You got to watch for the fake Christianity, okay, in this day and time. Because if you don't watch out, you're going to be caught up in it. I'm telling you. One of the things Satan is doing now, he's masquerading fake Christianity, okay? That's what he's doing.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And if you don't do your due diligence, listen, you ain't going to know everything. Ain't no man going to know everything. But you got to do your diligence to seek things out.
Amen.
If you don't do your diligence to seek things out, and you just, well, I guess they might be right. You know, it could be, well, it sound good. Okay, then go ahead, sound good. When you find out there's a demonic doctrine, then you be in trouble. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things been skating by you for so long, and you've been like skating by, just like, oh, I ain't going to do it. God is going to take care of it. Now it's going to come in your front living room, okay? It's going to come straight to you. You ain't going to be able to hide behind Pastor. You ain't going to be able to hide behind Sister Jean, okay? It's coming straight to you.
Amen.
And they're going to ask you, what do you say? What do you say? Was Jesus the Son of God? What do you say? Is he Lord? What do you say? And you get up there and say, well, I think he is Lord. Then they say, based on what? And then all of a sudden you lost. Well, the Bible said, oh, it do, where it said that? And you can't show them. People, I'm telling you, this thing is going to tighten up even the more. What God is going to show, he finna show why he says study to show thyself approved. He finna show that. It's clear as day. He finna show that all them times that you were skipping Sunday school and Bible study and all that, he finna show what happens by you had sowing that wrong seed. I know some of y'all don't believe that. Some of y'all may turn your head from it. You might have closed your ears when I said it. But I'm telling you, you finna find out. Because the devil is going to send some people. And these people are going to appear like they're very knowledgeable. Get this. They're going to appear like they know stuff. And they're going to say stuff to you that's going to sound so right. Going to sound so good. Because remember, Satan can twist the word, okay? And he knows something about scriptures, because you can see that in Matthew chapter 4. He quoted part of the 91st Psalm to Jesus, okay? But he's going to send some people, and they're going to appear very knowledgeable.
Amen.
And saying some smooth words, and going to captivate many. Put God's name in it, okay? Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
Satan is trying to destroy Christianity completely, people. That's why he's causing a fake one to arise.
That's
and
right.
Now they're taking God's name and say, boom, this is of God. This is of God. And in some places, oh, got even a little bolder. They said, this is Jesus. Now you got to ask them, what Jesus are you talking about?
Amen.
Because everybody that's calling this is Jesus, they're not talking about the true and living Jesus Christ. So that's why you got to learn to do your due diligence and investigate. Now all this stuff people be saying, okay, and putting
Amen.
Jesus' name on it. It's
yes.
on the rise, people. I'm telling you, you better be watchful, okay? The fake Christianity is on the rise. Some of
yes.
everybody saying, oh, I'm over God, and folks just going haywire. You got
Amen.
Some famous stars who saying they are of the Lord now, and people just jumped on the bandwagon, okay? The Bible says you'll know a tree by its fruits. It takes time for fruit to develop on the tree, okay?
That's right.
You
got
to sit back and watch.
Right.
You're so quick to run up there, oh, yes, day of God, and saying some stuff that's off the wall.
Amen.
But because of their celebrity status and their reputation of being famous, if they say it, you accept it. This is where that idolatry come in at, worshiping
Amen.
Other people, okay? They can tell you that it's storming outside. You can see the sun bright as day, you accept it. Because they said it, okay? That's even happening in among Christianity.
Yes.
You could take a T.D. Jakes, and me and him could say the same phrase. But because of his reputation, and I'm not saying T.D. Jakes ain't never been used by God. Don't get me wrong. I'm giving you an example. Because he's well-known and very popular, people would take that. Over what me and him could say the same thing. If I say it, oh, I don't know, I got to find out if that's true. But if he say it, it's true automatic off the bat. It's off the bat, automatic, it's true. We ain't got to ask God nothing. But Brother Nate say the same phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know now. We got to find out that of God. I don't know. You know, sometimes you might come up with your own stuff. But he say it, it's God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord. So
the Lord.
I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, as we end this series, Lord Jesus, Father, we ask that
yes,
you bless, Lord.
Lord
God, the people that are listening to this series, Lord God, Father, with the spirit of enlightenment, illumination, understanding, Lord God. Bless him, Lord God, with the desire, Lord God, to come close to you, Lord God, to draw nigh to you, Lord God. Father, to seek you, Lord God, even the spirit of truth, oh Lord Jesus, in your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, touch him, Lord God. Draw them, Lord God. Bring them, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Plant
yes,
that
Lord.
Word deep in their hearts, deep in their minds, deep in their spirit, Lord God, deep in their conscience, oh Lord God. Stir it up, oh Lord God. Stir him up, O Lord God,
yes,
hallelujah, with all the spirit and power of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Man.
The spirit of their mind, O Lord God, stir it up.
Yes,
stir man. It up, O Lord God. Bring them,
stir
Lord
up,
God.
God,
Lord God, in their heart, mind, souls, and spirits, O Lord God. Break the power of the adversary, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
scatter
man.
The enemy, O Lord God. Stretch out the spear, Lord God, against the enemy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In
break
the name
the
of
bands.
Jesus.
Break the cords, break the chains, O Lord God, of ignorance, Lord God. Break the spirit, O Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
Of division. Hallelujah. Break the spirit of unforgiveness. Break the spirit of deceit, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Break the spirit, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Of spiritual fornication. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Of adultery, Lord God. And of the lasciviousness,
yes,
Lord God. Lust. Hallelujah. Break these spirits, O Lord God, and bring your people, Lord God, out of the way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Break the spirit of greed, Lord God. Offer your people, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. And bring your people all the way, Lord God. Hallelujah. To the spirit of truth, understanding, light, and illumination. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. And then Saturday, me and my brother, Brother Robert Gross, will be back for a 30-minute broadcast, 6 to 6:30, part one, The Falling Away, Evil Teachings. And then at 7 o'clock to 8:30, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. That's for Brother Nathaniel Hunt and Brother Robert Gross. We love you all. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you in Jesus' name. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.